Hi, and welcome back to Chris Does Crypto. Is Cardano about to finally break out? Could this be the breakout that we've all been waiting for, with the Chang hard fork just around the corner? Could it mean massive gains exceeding 70%? These are all questions I ask you. But hold on, before you scramble to go buy some Cardano ADA, there's something you need to know. I'm talking about the biggest opportunity of our lifetimes to get rich in crypto. I'm talking filthy rich in crypto. This isn't just about Cardano ADA. This could be life-changing for many. So buckle up, hit the like button, and let's dive in. Let's go. So let's start by looking at Cardano. Is it about to break out? It breaks the 40 cent resistance. This could be really, really bullish, according to this article. Technical analyst of Cardano, whose bulls have a reason to be enthusiastic. Social sentiment remains weak despite the breakout, though. So look, we are on the verge of moving on up when it comes to cryptocurrency. I think that we're going to be seeing a pretty positive August before a questionable September. So yeah, look, expecting a pretty sizable breakout for Cardano. Been talking about this for some time. But look, moving on, we've got Cardano founder Charles Hoskinson comes up with a creative hard fork name. Alonzo Chang. How about Toslid Wobbling? Woblong. I don't even know how you pronounce that. But yeah, look, people are struggling to keep up with all the various Cardano hard fork names. And Charles decided that this would be, a bit of a joke and a bit of fun. Yeah, look, you can let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. I do think that there's very little news when it comes to cryptocurrency. They're having to, you know, write articles like this, kind of tells you everything you really need to know about the space right now. But look, the total market cap of crypto globally is up 0.42% at the time of recording at $2.45 trillion. And look, Bitcoin, 67,500. Cardano at 43 cent, 27. You know, pretty stagnant at the moment. But we do expect this to move on up when it comes to price discovery for Cardano ADA. But look, I want to talk about potentially the biggest opportunity in, our lifetimes, really. I think that there's many opportunities that present themselves in one's lifetime. And, blockchain technology, crypto is just one of those. And I think that, although we're early, there are sectors within the blockchain space that you can be even earlier on and potentially, stumble across something that is, like purchasing Bitcoin at like $1, for example. I think that we're about to see some really significant gains in a particular sector. And I want to sort of cover it off. And there is an awesome opportunity here for people to participate at the earliest rounds, right? So I'm talking about what is being, portrayed as the next $10 trillion market. And that is tokenization. It's being redesigned. We're talking about, the tokenization of everything, right? And look, for me, real world asset tokenization can revolutionize the world of finance, right? Imagine owning a piece of, a fancy skyscraper, be that in like New York or, Dubai, for example, a famous painting, a rare, sneaker or shoe, a rare car, all of these, from your phone. And that is the power, really, or some of the power, I guess, of real world asset tokenization, because, you and I will be able to participate in purchasing things we wouldn't normally be able to purchase. There aren't many people that have, 40-odd, $100-odd million lying around that they can go purchase an apartment, in Manhattan, for example. These are the opportunities that actually are going to be tokenized and put on the blockchain and enable us to, you know, get a small fractionalized piece of that item and, you know, when it comes to ownership aspects of things. So for me, this is a really big deal. And I want to kind of just break down, you know, what it's all about, right? So real world assets, these are things that you can see, you can touch, like buildings, art, even invoices, right? And I don't think it's really been broken down enough for people to really understand. Tokenization, it's like creating a digital certificate of ownership for these types of assets, right? Think of them as a tiny digital share stored in a, you know, a secure online ledger called the blockchain. I think that's the best way to describe it. Why is it such a big deal, though? Traditionally, these assets are illiquid. And this is the point that I think a lot of people aren't really understanding, right? Meaning they are hard to buy and, you know, hard to sell quickly, right? You know, if you've ever tried selling a house, this is, you know, a time-consuming process. Imagine owning a piece of an Empire State Building, for example. Selling it would, you know, involve tons of paperwork and finding a high roller buyer. And this stuff isn't easy to do. Like I mentioned earlier, there's not many people that have liquid $40 million, $100 million, right? And, you know, perhaps can't even access, you know, finance on that sort of stuff. But, you know, what are the benefits? Well, your fractionalization of ownership. Imagine, you know, dividing a skyscraper into tiny digital slices. Now anyone can, you know, own a small piece of that skyscraper, right? This increases the liquidity within the market, making it easier to buy and sell assets quicker and, you know, with ease. Global access, no longer limited by, you know, where you live. Anyone on the internet with an internet connection can invest in a piece of like art, like a Mona Lisa or a limited edition basketball shoe. You know, it could be a number of different things. Transparency on the blockchain with blockchain technology, it makes ownership records clear and secure. No more wondering if you truly own what you think you do. Efficiency, cutting out the paperwork and third parties, making transactions faster and also cheaper. So there's an awful lot of benefit to this stuff, right? I've always used the analogy when it comes to like precious metals like gold. Could you imagine taking like a kilogram of gold, you know, through customs, you know, on a plane? You just wouldn't be able to do it. You'd probably get stopped. You'd probably have lots of hassle. Well, you could, you know, do that on the blockchain. You could own that kilogram of gold and you could put it on, you know, your ledger, like, you know, carry your wallet around and you can, you know, make that liquid whenever you want to make it liquid, right? And that is the benefit of tokenizing, you know, real world assets, right? They're clunky to carry around and move around. So, you know, just imagine the future that we're going into, right? I've been talking about this since like 2020. Yeah, you'll be able to invest in real estate in just a few clicks, diversify your portfolio with unique assets like one of ones, one of tens. Yeah, I guess buy and sell fractionalized, you know, portions of, you know, valuable collectibles. You know, real world asset tokenization is still really, really young. But it has the potential to revolutionize how we invest and how we trade. And I think that it's a space that we need to be monitoring. And it's definitely one that, you know, I think has a lot of value to add. Now, I want to sort of talk about, you know, market size. We're currently in the billions, you know, we're low billions as well. $87 billion, you know, is basically the tokenization market size right now, based on, you know, what you read on Google, right? The market cap for gold or precious metals, I should actually quote precious metals, not gold, is $306.44 billion in 2023, right? And I think that, you know, will be much, much higher. So where do we see this market going? I think it, yeah, I guess based on what the likes of BlackRock and various other people are saying, is this is a $10 trillion market on its own. Now, I think they're wrong. I think this is a quadrillion dollar market. and has even more potential than people really understand. The efficiency savings for companies is just going to be monstrous. And to be honest, I think that this is like finding Bitcoin at like less than a dollar and investing, buying loads of it. What I would say is, you know, even when you were investing in Bitcoin at say like $1, for example, you didn't really need an awful lot of Bitcoin at $1 to make millions, right? If you had bought like 1,000 Bitcoin, you'd have a lot of money right now. And I think that is the opportunity that we've got with tokenization of real world assets right now. So why am I talking about this? Why am I bringing it up? We have a platform called Secret Crypto Club. Secret Crypto Club is an NFT club. You purchase the NFT, you're then able to participate in early seed rounds, private rounds, and so on. So this is the website, Secret Crypto Club. You can mint an NFT and you can take part in sales, right? So for me, this is a great opportunity to get in, you know, right at the early stage of these sorts of projects. Now, I'm not suggesting that we are going to find the winner in the real world asset tokenization space. But what I am saying is I think there will be many winners and we might stumble across the actual winner and get in a seed round or a private round. So, you know, this is why I bring up Secret Crypto Club. You don't have to join. You know, I'm not precious. You know, choose to join, choose not to join. It's up to you. That's not what this video is about. This video is about highlighting the potential for huge gains, like what you would have had if you've been around of purchasing Bitcoin at $1. I think that's what this is. I don't think you need to invest a lot of money in the tokenization of real world assets into these projects. I think, you know, a small amount, you know, diversifying into this sector is a really good opportunity. But obviously, I'm not a financial advisor. Treat this as entertainment purposes only. Go away, do your own research. Now, the project that we're going to be doing a private sale for is a project called Quinn. And they are in the real world tokenization of real world assets. And they are tokenizing gold and silver. And we're going to be doing the private sale for the utility token. So yeah, look, I encourage people to go research this project. I encourage people to research this sector. We've got other sales in this sector as well. So it's not just Twin that we're going to be doing sales on. We're going to have sales for some really, really promising real world asset tokenization projects. For me, this is something that I've been talking about since 2020 before, you know, BlackRock started talking about it recently. You know, we've been way ahead of the curve with a lot of this stuff. We were talking about artificial intelligence and machine learning back in 2019 and how big that narrative was going to be. And I think we've seen that now. Next is the tokenization of real world assets. In my opinion, a quadrillion-dollar market in the future. And we're in low billions for the market cap of this sector so far. So huge opportunities out there. So yeah, look, find out more about the Secret Crypto Club in our free Discord. Ask the community whether they believe that it's good to join or not. They will tell you. You can you know, hear it direct from members. Find out more in the Discord, which is free to join. And like I say, research tokenization of real world assets. I think that it is the biggest opportunity of our lifetime and is not one to be slept on. I hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, hit the like button, subscribe if you haven't subscribed already, tapping that bell, selecting all the notifications so you never miss a video. And I will catch you in the next one. Take care.